Hello and welcome to Let's Do IoT Podcast, a Jom Pakai IoT. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the man behind this particular podcast. And today's episode, let's talk about the approach for us to build a sustainable citizen-centric smart city. I think as we know that it is very important for us when we build a smart city, we have to look into the citizen-centric model. Because we need to prioritize the needs and the interests of the residents or the people who's actually living in that particular city. So the whole overall smart city implementation, the planning part must take into consideration of this citizen themselves. So let's take a look at how we focus our construction of the whole community based on this quality of life for the whole citizens. So it's important for us to look at the efficiency and the effectiveness of this urban system that we put in place. So it's important for us to ensure that the citizens themselves have, you know, have a better quality of life. That's one. And to ensure that the whole environmental can be sustainable, to ensure that the whole urban systems work properly, okay, very efficient and very effective. Smart city also sees that we can help the whole city for a better economic growth. You know, we encourage more innovation to be in place. And of course, to have that greater citizen participation in the overall planning, operations, and the whole implementation of the smart city solutions. But I think a lot of this approach face a lot of challenges too. One, if you look at this particular engagement from the citizen themselves. So we have to ensure that this citizen can participate and have a platform for them to engage in what manners. So one of the things we can do is that either through a public forums or surveys, or maybe some social media platforms. In certain cities, they even have a mobile app for them to interact between the local councils and the citizen themselves. So we have to engage the citizen to be more collaborative in their community, you know, in their local business. Even the civic leaders, we have to give them a platform for them to be represented and give support. Again, I think we have to solicit the citizen feedback. This is very important throughout the whole planning and implementation, because we need to guarantee that whatever needs and they have and interest must be addressed in very early stage. Otherwise, once we have implemented the smart city implementation, they will not, they don't want to be part of the whole solution. So it's going to be a waste when we build smart city solutions when we don't get the buy-in from the citizen themselves. And of course, I think another important factor is how do we integrate all these new technologies, all these smart technologies. So one of the things, when we identify the latest technologies, we have to ensure that this technology is able to give you more efficient and more effective in the whole implementation or the system that they put in place in terms of energy management, in terms of transportation, even in terms of their waste management. And of course, to integrate with all these different vendors, different party, different solutions, you need to have an integrated smart city platform. Such as Favorite that we have now, is a middleware that integrates all the smart city, smart IoT solutions so that you can enable all this real-time monitoring on an analysis of this data through a single dashboard. So you can help to guide the decision-making process much easier. And of course, you can't do it alone. You need to find ways of how to develop new kind of partnerships with no more technology companies. So they can help you in terms of, you know, getting better or foster new innovation and ensure that you can adopt the state-of-the-art technologies. So you don't get involved into something which is so proprietary or non-standard technology. And of course, once we have implemented that, we have to ensure that you must formulate a strategies that can be more sustainable in terms of the resource management, which includes the energy efficiency, the waste reduction, water conservation. You must adopt the green building practices. So this is to encourage a new way of what we call the renewable energy sources. We want to make the city more greener. Yeah. Again, you have to establish this kind of partnerships with the utility companies and other stakeholders who have that innovative solutions and, you know, to work together with them. So the decision-making process must be data-driven. So that's why I think it's important for us to collect all the data. So you have to do a proper analytics so that your decision-making is more data-driven. You know, the data-driven means that you can pinpoint areas of improvement and areas where it is very successful. So when you, once you have set this performance metric on a single dashboard, you can track the progress throughout the whole journey. Yeah, you can also you have your own sustainability goals. So of course, I think one of the things that when we implement these smart city solutions, we always face a lot of these challenges. Of course, one of the challenges is the limited financial funding and resources that we need to get. We have to understand, you know, when there are so many systems, there might be areas where we have gaps. We don't understand the standardization. We buy things which doesn't interoperate between each other. The systems cannot exchange data. And of course, you must take into account of this privacy and security concerns of how you collect the data and you analyze the data. We will face a lot of skepticism and the resistance to change from all parties, from the citizens themselves and also the stakeholders. And we might also face changes where there is limited political will, you know, the support from the government officials. They might not be a risk taker. They are slow in execution. They don't understand the future, the vision, the new technologies that come on board. How does it impact their cities? So we might see that this is very limited political. So we need to have government officials who manages the city, which are more visionary. They understand the impact of smart city to the whole citizens and the economic growth of the whole city themselves. And finally, actually, they want to ensure that the whole city can be sustainable. So to construct a very sustainable citizen-centric, it is quite complicated. It's very challenging. There are many factors that we need to involve. You know, we have to place citizens at the heart of the whole smart city planning and development. And then we have to put all these strategies, as I mentioned to you earlier, to ensure that we can build the cities of the future that cater the needs of and in the interest of the citizens today and also for the generations to come. So guys, that's it for this episode. I'll meet you in the next episode of Let's Do IT. Bye.